Editor of IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with Dennis Burns, who is the new president of the Safer Buildings Coalition, but today we're going to talk to him with his ADRF hat on. Dennis, thanks for taking the time to speak with me.
Absolutely, Guy. Appreciate the opportunity to chat.
Well, Dennis, next week is IWCE, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in person. Tell us, what are some of the things that ADRF is going to be showcasing?
Absolutely, yes. We're looking forward to IWC. It's always a very large, you know, public safety focused event, you know, for us and for the industry. Next week, we are going to be showing a few very exciting new products. One is our new expanded FIRE, which stands for Fiber Optic Repeater. Our current FIRE product supports 4 remotes. The new product that we are going to be showing next week actually has support for 8 remotes. Okay, so it's a FIRE 788-U, and that will have support for up to 8 remotes natively, and then there's some expansion capabilities with the FIRE. We'll also be showing our new remote for 700-800, public safety and FirstNet at the show. Both are in labs right now for UL2524 certification. So we're excited about that. And we'll be showing our new battery backup unit. It's a single box, wall mount enclosure. Very flexible because you can either, whether it's, 45 amp hour, 120 amp hour, we've got different battery configurations that we can put in there. So depending upon what product needs to be backed up and the duration, based on the jurisdictional requirements, so, up to 24 hours, just allows us a lot of flexibility in a single enclosure to be able to use that new battery backup wall mount unit. And the another one that we'll be showcasing is our new annunciator. We have a new annunciator that's coming out, which will now support up to 1,000 feet. So if you're installing the BDA or the system up near the rooftop and near the signal source, you can then put the annunciator down closer to the fire control room and run that up to 1,000 feet away. So we're very excited to be showing all of these new products at IWC next week.
Yeah, well, it sounds cool. Now, I've got to ask, a lot of people complain about my mumbling. Do you have an annunciator for humans?
Oh, okay. I'm sure that's something we can work on. Okay. And we'll make sure it has a DAQ rating of at least 3.4. It'll be very good audibly. So yes,
oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe I'll need that for some of all that speaking next week. So tell me, Dennis. One of the things that we're seeing outdoors is a huge convergence between LMR and LTE. You're seeing adoption and leveraging of LTE and broadband, and now 5G. Especially particularly on the data side, and then meanwhile you're seeing from the commercial carriers, I think there's starting to be a bigger push toward more reliability and some of the things, frankly, that the public safety and critical infrastructure guys have always asked for. You guys are big in the in-building space. Are you seeing anything similar there, and is ADRF offering anything in that area?
Yeah, no. Thanks for Donnie. Yes, absolutely. We are prepared for the market that is certainly changing. I mean, we see a lot of that convergence. I published an article in December of 2021 through Safer Buildings, just talking about a lot of those points and how we are starting to see the convergence. And cellular is used quite a bit today by first responders. When you look at the percentages of folks that are using, cellular communications, as well as, handheld radios, the convergence of, tablets, smartphones, is really starting to, outpace that of your traditional LMR radios. So we see that, and we also see some of the changes that have happened, like with NFPA 1225. They're getting away from, donor signal. It's more about signal source. They're getting away from talking about specific, LMR, SMR, DMR frequencies. It's all about, communications and all the different public safety bands, which includes, public safety LTE and, some of the things that, the carriers are focused on. So, you know, to that end, and just knowing, you know, that the carriers have a focus there. I mean, I'm sure you've heard of, you know, FirstNet and that, you know, the Band 14 system. So we actually have another nice, exciting product that we're going to be showing at IWC next week, and that is a NEMA 4 version of our ADX-V. All right, so we'll be ready for that for the converged space. So if the jurisdiction is going to allow public safety bands and cellular bands on the same head end, we will have a fiber head end that supports both cellular and public safety in a NEMA 4 chassis. So if there's a cellular system and the jurisdiction wants to add FirstNet, the system does need to be hardened, based on all of the public safety codes for for backup and NEMA enclosure pathway, etc. So we are very excited to be showing this new ADX-V NEMA 4 product next week at IWC, which will address this converged space.
Okay. For people that may not be familiar with the in-building components and stuff, can you talk about what a head end is and why that's important to the end users?
Yeah, absolutely. So the head end, I mean, people are, probably in the, when you look at the architecture, right, you can have a simple, simple BDA, that's, signal in and then, antennas that are scattered, distributed throughout the building for, to get to service for your first responders. When you start looking at, the actual head end, that could be a BDA, that could be, a fiber head end, with transport capabilities. So you have signal coming in, and then you're converting that RF into fiber, and then it's fiber that goes out, throughout the building with, remotes, depending upon the size of the building. But it's really the brains of the system, so to speak, right? So you have, when I talk about a head end, I'm talking about something that's going to have, these point of interface cards, all these different, band modules. So depending upon what frequency you need, whether it's cellular or public safety, all of those different band modules would be housed inside this NEMA chassis, which would be at the head end.
Okay, and since it's NEMA 4, that means it's going to last longer than the stuff that's not in the NEMA 4. And I would assume that also, in addition to helping support public safety at the site, it also means that you're helping support the people that are in the building that might need to call 911. Even if there's, something like a fire that's started or something like that.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's, when you look at the percentage of calls that are made to 911, 80% of those calls are made from a cell phone, yes, to 911. Mm-hmm. And close to 70% of those are made from within a building. So it's important to have, these systems in place for, first responders, fire, police, EMS. But equally, it's important to make sure that the inhabitants that are inside that building, you can actually make that call and you know where they are, when they are in distress. So yes, it definitely benefits both the first responders as well as the folks in the building by providing, better coverage for these systems.
Wow. Well, terrific stuff. Congratulations, Dennis, on the new gig as the head of Safer Buildings Coalition. We'll be talking to you some more at the show. And congrats to ADRF on all these new products.
Well, thank you very much, Donnie. I appreciate it. Yep, I look forward to continuing our discussions. Yeah.